Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor.
What?
Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hi there, Buzz. How the frig are you?
I'm okay. Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Frank
couldn't
Kelly
be better.
Good. Can I just mention Frank Kellyanne is funny?
He is.
You know why he's funny?
Why is that?
He called up during the commercials.
Yeah.
Was everything all right? We're trying so hard to give him the whoring that he wants. He still was like thinking that we were going to Charlie Brown him, hold the football and pull the football
waiting
away from
the
him.
Other shoe to
it's
drop.
The comedian thing. We've had that. You know, I remember way back when we had Kevin Pollak on the show. Mm-hmm. And do you remember how long it took him to get out of the studio? Because he kept looking back and going, you all right? You going to say something bad about me? Is everything all right? It's the comedian.
Where
thing.
Do they get?
Comedian insecurity.
Hi there, Buzz. How are you? And a countdown now to American Idol, and Buzz can join us in this countdown.
That's right.
Just over 90 minutes.
There's nothing else on.
No traffic tonight.
Are you sure you want to let him watch?
I think he should watch, and I think he's going to like it, and I think you're going to like it for a reason that I have not liked the previous six first couple of episodes. I read that they're not going to have as many morons.
No, they're going to go more with talent, which is a brilliant move.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be, if you see someone in the opening round that's really got talent, maybe you can stick with that person all the way to the very end.
It's what it's all about, and I think I've always thought they should move in that direction. I'm glad they're doing it.
I remember the first time I saw Ace Young.
Oh, couldn't have. What a special moment.
It was.
You said hold to yourself, on. Looks and talent?
I said, what is he doing? He's gorgeous.
Where's that Clay? Absolutely gorgy.
Hold on.
I'll never forget the first time I saw the Bush baby guy.
Clay Aiken, the Newsweek interview? Is that
no,
the,
hold on. No? It's about Spam-a-Lot. You got it? You got it found from? Thank you, Robbie.
Is he going to be in Spam-a-Lot?
Here we go. Clay Aiken. Huh? Who is this Monty Python person?
Oh.
Clay Aiken joins the cast of Spam-a-Lot this week in New York. Aiken plays one of the leads, Sir Robin. In the Tony Award-winning musical. He said he was so sore from rehearsals.
I'll bet.
Quote, I couldn't even get off the toilet the other day.
Oh, wow.
Clay Aiken, a quote from former American Idol finalist Clay Aiken.
Why do I think he was kind of turned on to pass?
He was so sore, he couldn't get off the toilet.
Well, it's that whole Monty Python initiation.
He had to bear down.
Yes.
Let me tell you the story of Brian.
That's right. They sing the Lumberjack song, and then they, you know.
And his allergy to tree nuts wasn't helping.
Yeah, well, he thought that he would only arouse the allergy when he would eat them orally.
Oh, no, Clay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anytime.
Put that on my face. Tell me that you love me.
Let's see how many tree nuts we can get.
Spam-a-Lot. Who's Monty Python? Wow.
And is that a quote from him, too, that he said, who's Monty Python?
Who's Monty Python?
It seems to me you'd have a tough time doing that show if you didn't know who Monty Python was.
He said he went and saw it the first time because his tour drummer is the drummer in the orchestra.
Right.
And his remark was, I didn't get it.
Oh. Yeah, not surprised.
Oh, I'm glad.
I haven't been drowning kittens for 7 years. I've just been telling a few people who are useless singers, you're a useless singer.
I pray to the Church of Simon Cowell. Thank God he's back.
Simonology?
That is one of Clay Aiken's early, early lovers. Simonology.
Hold on. Now that is something, Robbie, that we got. Something we really can work with.
Simonologists.
All year long.
I'm a Simonologist.
We are Simonologists. God damn, that's good.
If they catch that, you know, that'll catch fire.
Yeah, well.
Someone get out. Listen, someone get out there and put that on a website. Someone, Joe, buy us that domain name.
Simontology. Get it.
Right now.
Somebody's doing it right now, so hurry up, Joe.
No, we still have 20 seconds on delay. Joe, type faster. Joe.
Hi, Donna Mike.
And don't give up fire Joe Gibbs now, just in case he gets another job.
You know, no, we could use that again.
Yeah, we might be able to use it on the NASCAR circuit.
And now,
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, guys. Troubled Tennessee Titan. Pac-Man Jones is in trouble again after yet another strip club incident.
Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
A woman named Wanda Jackson says Jones punched her in the eye at a club in Atlanta on January 3rd.
Of course her name was Wanda.
She was working the office when she says Jones burst in, complaining that management had tried to steal his money by trying to get him to pay a tab he says wasn't his.
Let him try that with Wanda Sykes.
No, she'll deck him.
What about those ads for Applebee's? I feel bad for Wanda Sykes. She's making money. What are you doing looking at me? I'm an apple.
Yeah, these were good entrees. Entrees at Applebee's.
A couple of years, that'll be Frank Caliendo.
I'm Frank Caliendo.
Jones.
Boy, I get an extra dessert.
Jones has missed this entire season for his off-the-field activities. A Las Vegas strip club bouncer is still paralyzed from an incident there 11 months ago.
Pac-Man Jones.
Boy, you would think he might change his social schedule.
Doesn't seem like it.
Good copy of this we have.
I think it sounds great.
You know, I've never really believed in this whole CD thing.
Yeah. You're right. You're brassy sound.
Don has always said to me, why are you spending all that money on CDs when you can get the same quality on a cassette?
So listen, stereo, my ass. You give me mono, and I got the Pac-Man fever.
You still play that cassette player, that one unit. You know, it's about the, you know, it's like a little rectangle.
It is.
It's perfectly good.
It's my cassette box.
All white plastic, too.
Goddamn right, Mike.
Even if you got a cost of living raise last year, what was it, 3%, maybe
3.5%? Oh, I'm sure that's what it was.
Whatever it was. It wasn't enough. Prices went up twice that much. Government figures out today put last
year's... I'm not happy.
You shouldn't be. Last year's inflation rate at 6.3%. Not surprisingly, the price of oil had a lot to do with that. Energy prices dropped in 2006 by 2%.
I think it's gay.
Stagflation.
In 2007, they went up 18.5%.
That is so true, Dick.
Now, you know, I don't like to alarm people.
Yes, you do.
But combine that inflation with sagging retail sales, plunging consumer confidence, the housing slump, the credit crisis, rising unemployment, and the devalued dollar, and you have to ask, what could possibly go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps our new alien overlords will save the day. There's been a mass UFO sighting in Stephenville, Texas.
Oh, I love these. These are good. Now, see, I like these. You're not alarming me by this.
No, several dozen people, including a pilot, a cop, and multiple business owners, have no doubt about what they saw. They say they saw a big silent object with bright lights flying low on a clear night. Some say they saw it being followed by fighter jets. Witnesses say the object was bigger, quieter, and faster and lower to the ground than any airplane.
Uh-huh.
And they say the lights on the object changed the way an airplane's never do. They say it hovered about 300 feet off the ground over an open farm field.
They are among us.
In fact, people in several nearby towns say they've seen it too over the past few weeks. In fact, there are reportedly about 200 UFO sightings a month in this country, most of them in Colorado, California, and Texas.
That's because there are three of our nicest states.
That's right.
Does that correlate at all with the amount of marijuana grown in those states?
I don't know. In Colorado, California, and then there's Texas.
Yeah, Texas
sure.
is kind of a wild card.
Actually, I'm just kidding about that, but isn't New Mexico like our number one UFO state?
It has been traditionally, but according to UFO groups, the three big states now are Colorado, California, and Texas.
All right.
That's where they get most of the sightings.
Well, I wonder what Roberta Chestnut would say.
Who's Roberta Chestnut?
She was president of the Friendship Business Women's Professional Organization, and she was also an expert on UFOs that I interviewed in the late 1970s or early 1980s. I can't remember when.
I know one time you got a lot of trouble. You were an abusive man.
Yeah?
You burned her, didn't you?
I don't remember that.
Chestnuts burning on an open roasting fire. On an open fire. Right.
She loved every minute of it. It was just a tanning bed.
Sorry, I didn't know who Roberta Chestnut was.
Yeah.
I don't think Roberta would be with us anymore.
Another one of your many young conquests. Like, you might as well say, that's Patty Pecan.
That's right. Yeah. And, of course, the sassy Yolanda Brazilnut.
How were her chestnuts?
She was Roberta's?
Yeah.
Just fine, thank you.
Yeah. Did they make it into the paper?
I enjoyed it. And then there was Hazelnuts.
But tonight...
She was lovely.
Hold on. Huh? Is it best in show? Yes. What? Christopher Guest?
Yes.
Oh.
Macadamia nut.
peanut, cashew nut.
I love that he adds nut to things that don't even need it.
He's like, that's right.
Pecan nut.
Pecan nut.
Cashew nut.
Driving down the road with that dog.
Pauses and then he takes a long pause.
My mom.
Hazelnut.
My mom hated the fact that I knew every kind of nut there was.
Almond nut.
Now, tonight, nearly all eyes will be on American Idol on Fox. Only a relative few will watch.
It's a miracle diet. It's called Don't Eat So Much. And guess what? It works.
Only a comparative few will be watching Presidential Idol on MSNBC. There is another presidential debate tonight.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
Adam, you are sick.
Bush babies. What are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm fatter and I have a beard this year.
Is Paula Abdul going to be at the Super Bowl?
I think it'd be fantastic. Let's hope for another wardrobe malfunction.
Ah, very good, Simon. Is it me or does he sound just a little bit more queeny this year? Slightly like perhaps all the accolades have gotten to him. I'm talking. It's a passing comment. Please.
Did you see in the ads?
I'm a lovely old queen.
You do get a lot of this year, at least in the first episode. He's sitting on the far left. I like it when they switch up the order where they sit.
Not me.
And at one point, he throws pencils in the air. He's like, that's it. That's it. And they take the guy away in handcuffs, or the security guards have to take the guy away.
Because the guy gets so mad at him?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see how long it takes for him to put something in his mouth.
Yeah, when he's sitting there and he's just bored.
Remember,
or the contestant is so bad that he's just sucking on something.
Oftentimes, a real hot girl, he'll start sucking on his pants. Yeah.
I'm glad you noticed that.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you noticed that.
You
because I like,
queen.
I truly enjoy looking at a nice lady. Excuse me, I'm talking.
What queer are you doing?
That is so true, Dick.
I'm simply observing, you fart bastard.
You know, this is pathetic.
What?
I've told the guys, all right, might as well just say it on the air. This morning, sitting down with my gal, we're planning our day, and she's looking in the newspaper.
Right.
And she looks up at me and she goes, oh. I said, what? She goes, TV trays.
When's the last time we had a show to get excited about?
I love her. That's one of the reasons I love her. Because
she understands. Did she do the clapping?
She did the little
happy clap.
Because for her, it's like football. It's like American Idol is starting. Oh, yes. And, we watch it together. And
it's a journey.
It sure is. And Buzz, you're coming on this journey
with us this year. Yes, I am.
Enjoy us.
As I TiVo the Democrats in Las Vegas, provided a judge doesn't shut down tonight's debate. After initially inviting him, NBC now wants to keep Dennis Kucinich off the stage and feature only Edwards, Clinton, and Obama. But a judge says he'll issue an injunction against the broadcast.
What's the big deal? He doesn't take up that much room.
If NBC doesn't include Kucinich. He says it's a matter of fairness, this judge.
Have him sit at, like, the kids' table.
Don't make short jokes.
Kucinich didn't even know about this. He told a reporter, holy smokes, I've got to get off the phone. I have to make plans to go to Nevada.
Hey, you know, he's got the world's worst people running his campaign.
Apparently.
I'm just thinking, finish, spinach, Kucinich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a slogan in there somewhere.
Oh, right. There's got to be a bumper sticker
fast
there.
He's finished because he eats his spinach. He's Kucinich. He's got a real hot piece of ass girlfriend.
Right. Or if you want the best penis, go with Dennis.
If you want the best what?
Penis.
P-E-T-T-I-S?
Oh, forget it.
If you want the best what?
Penis.
Penis.
With an N.
P-E.
N-N-I-S. I added an N.
Penis. Yes. Penis doesn't rhyme with Kucinich.
I know. I'm talking about Dennis, his first name.
Penis and Dennis, you see.
Penis and Dennis. I was being silly. All I was trying to do was make a rhyme. I'm sorry. Well, off you go.
The next step, of course.
Yeah, and to drink every time he says that. You want a real drinking game?
Oh, I wouldn't be able to make the show tomorrow.
Every time Simon Cowell says, off you go.
Mm-hmm.
Off with you. We have that?
Sip a nog.
Got it somewhere.
Every time he says it, a sip of nog off the TV tray.
Okay, off you go.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do the nog thing tonight.
Okay, off you go.
As I am, make it Captain Morgan spicy rum.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Captain Morgan.
Sounds good.
Maybe it's Malibu.
Yeah, but
Morgan
I think
is the spicy rum.
Well, I hated it.
They're both flavored rums.
That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Shut up.
J.P. Morgan rum.
With Kucinich out, the next step, of course, will be to exclude John Edwards. Political analyst Dick Morris says Edwards has fallen so
terrible,
far...
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
So far behind, he can never catch up. So
that was horrible.
So in Morris's opinion, despite being a good candidate, Edwards should just quit and get out of the way.
You naughty little thing.
He also points out that by quitting, Edwards helps Obama. And that if
Do you
Edwards...
think everything should be shown on TV?
Yeah.
Public execution, should they be on TV?
I think people should be given a choice to watch them, I guess, yeah.
He's right again.
Well, that's because you're a Simonologist.
You are absolutely atrocious.
But I think you could do, I'm sorry, Buzz, no, if you had the public executions, you could watch them and everyone would enjoy them. I think they'd be wonderful to watch them.
No, no, now I'm talking! Off you go.
Do the news, off you go.
Okay, off you go.
How beer prevents cancer when we return.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Look at me.
Two's guys.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to have to worry about that lump anymore.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike program.
It's more music.
No matter what.
With
Buzz, whose real name is Mike, and so is mine, and so is Mike O'Mara's. We are three guys named Mike.
But we couldn't call it the Three Mike Show.
And of course, there's already a show on ESPN.
Mike and Mike.
I will always be around.
So we don't call it that. Buzz went with me to a Packers game way back in the 80s. And drop the music for a second. I think it might be fun, good karma for the Packers and everything, being a Packers fan, everything,
right,
to find in my photo albums at home
that picture?
A picture of Buzz.
Looking very cold.
He looks so out of his element.
Well, he was.
Yes.
1981. Uh-huh. I took Buzz to his first ever football game at Lambeau Field, and I have a picture of Buzz, and he's got that same hippie afro that he
has in the
publicity picture in our office. Mm-hmm. And he looks like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Really, the look on his face.
Uh-huh. Well, that might have been the ride over to the game, if I know you two guys.
I'd say there's 100% chance.
Yeah. Yeah, 100.
But even that, Mike, didn't help.
And it didn't keep you warm either, did it?
No, it didn't keep us warm at all.
And I'll bring that picture in tomorrow because it's a great picture.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
It's a great picture of really hippie Buzz, uh-huh, and we are surrounded by football fanatics, and he's the one guy. He might as well have been wearing hard shoes and knee socks.
The expression on my face is, what?
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, here he is now, Buzz, whose real name is Mike and everything else. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
Should sick people who are dying anyway be allowed to take experimental medicines if they're willing to take the risk?
Yes.
No. Sure.
Well, the Supreme Court won't even consider that question.
Rob, I believe Mike and I have voted you down. You voted yes, didn't you, Mike?
We've shouted you down.
That's right. The Supreme Court won't even consider this question.
What do you think, Buzz? Break.
What do I think? No, I think I know. I'm with you guys. I think they should be allowed to take the experimental drugs. Rob loses again.
You're out, Rob. That, you know what that means? More experimental drugs for us.
That's right. Well, the Supreme Court won't even consider this. The Bush administration...
That's another thing we used to say back in those days.
More for us?
More experimental drugs for us.
Try a Packer mushroom.
It's all about experimenting. The Bush administration asked the court not to consider the question in defense of the Food and Drug Administration. You should know that a 21-year-old American woman died of cancer in 2001, and the drug she was trying to get prior to her death was FDA-approved just after she passed away.
You mean the Bush administration defending the big drug companies?
Well, I don't know if they're defending the big drug companies. They're defending the Food and Drug Administration in this case.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All
right.
Sorry.
Let me look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
But in cheerier news about cancer, a beer might help. Australian researchers say they found a compound in hops that stops enzymes that can trigger cancer.
You, me, bar, beers, Buzz.
This is phenomenal news, really. This is, why the hell didn't you lead with this?
Happy days are here again. They say that this compound they found in hops is an even better antioxidant than vitamin E. They say it can also reduce bad cholesterol and menopausal hot flashes.
I don't care about the hot flashes.
No.
But bad cholesterol.
Right.
And cancer-free.
Good.
I'm going to continue on my program.
They're out with what they call extreme beers now, and what makes them extreme is the fact that they're using more hops in it. And a lot of beer makers have been saying, big deal, it just means it's beer with more hops. Well, now that we know this, that could be important if the hops contain a compound that can prevent
cancer. Okay, you like the green bottle from Germany. I like the green bottle from Holland, which has more hops. We got to find
that out. I think probably Heineken does, because hops taste like fruity or flowery.
Okay.
And Heineken is a sweeter beer, almost a honeyer taste.
I like this.
It's the perfect beverage if you...
You're not going to switch to beer, are you?
No, I've never been a beer drinker. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I say? Give me cancer.
Again,
on
you always say that. You know, Buzz, hops is related.
Or as I always say, you know what? Just half a cup of cancer.
Half a cup.
I've got to sleep tonight. Just half a
just
cup.
Just a taste.
Hops is in the cannabis family.
I did not know that.
And now you do.
All right. Yeah, now that's what I call a football game.
Let me because just say, I love to smoke pot and drink beer.
Let me just say
at the game.
Let me just say howdy, cousin. But our latest anxiety is whether hip-hop stars are hopped up on steroids. Wait, what? Some surprising names have come up in the steroid investigation.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Including some R&B recording artists. Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent, Timbaland, Wyclef Jean, and Tyler Perry of Diary of a Black Woman, to name five. The Albany, New York District Attorney found this out
Which one of those people are you applauding for?
Tyler Perry is a genius.
But if it would be Tyler Perry's steroids.
Right. The Albany, New York DA found this out while looking into an alleged steroid ring. None of these big names broke any laws, even if 50 Cent did place his orders under the name Michael Jordan. The people being investigated are the doctors and the clinics and the pharmacists who doled out the HGH, or human growth hormone.
So they look buff.
Right. Younger and more buff. A lot of people are doing that.
Well, Mary J. better get more of it.
I was thinking she wouldn't strike me as a steroid user.
No offense, honey, but I mean, I got socks older than Mary J. Blige.
And I mean, if you're talking about, going back in the history of rhythm and blues, you know, be nice. Give some to Aretha.
Please.
Really?
Make it in a cake.
Finally, that crazy Delta house. The Delta Upsilon Fraternity's chapter at Chicago's prestigious Northwestern University is in trouble again over the midget wrestling, which they offered up to recruit new members last week.
Come on, boys.
This time it's double secret probation. If you hire the half-pint brawlers, as they call themselves, you get quite a show. Daring dwarves jump on top of one another, sometimes using a ladder. There's a lot of slapping in the show. Their website promises wrestling matches that include, and I quote, staple guns, thumbtacks, broken bottles, and trash cans. All with the slogan, the midgets bleed what little blood they have for your enjoyment.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Mr. Blutarski.
0.0.
Performers include Puppet, the psycho dwarf.
All right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
We're out of here. Hey. Stand by for the weasel rock and roll. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey there, Ed.
Remember something.
What's that?
Flush twice if you have to.
Yeah. Hey, listen. In all seriousness, Wes, our engineer, you got a bathroom at home, dude.
He's not an engineer.
Or whatever his job is.
What does he do?
He's the financial controller.
Oh, he is.
Okay. Dude. First off, brush your teeth at home. Uh-huh. And second, it's called a double flush.
Yeah, especially with that weak-ass toilet we have in there.
We got to go in there, man. It's Klingon City. All right, enjoy your items.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's not a community. Not a community toilet, Wes. Seriously, dude. They've turned us off, I'm sure.